If you've been following along and have never joined a design bootcamp, I'm going to encourage you to sign up. It's 5 hours of workshops and we have live versions going on often so you can come and ask questions. Go to www.designsuitecourses.com/designbootcamp. If you have been struggling to get sales from your design work or understanding what you really need to do to make money, I have the workshop for you. On September 23rd, I'm hosting my first ever profitable designer workshop. This 1 day, 3 hour workshop is only $97, but I have a discount for all my podcast listeners. Go to KarinaGardnerCourses.com/profit and put in the code podcast for $50 off. I can't wait to see you more profitable. Welcome to the Make and Design Podcast. I'm your host, Karina Gardner. On this podcast, we're unraveling the everyday joys and dilemmas of design, making, and business. For makers who want to be designers and for designers who are makers, this is your inside scoop to help you grow your business and bring more creativity to your life.
Hey guys, I am so excited because I have Gracie Larson on with me and we are going to talk about her new fabric line. She's a Riley Blake designer with me and I think it is so fun to talk to my fellow Riley Blake designers because we're all working with the same people, they understand the process. And so for me, it's like this inside scoop on what other designers are doing at Riley Blake. So Gracie, welcome.
Thanks for having me. It's good to be here.
So we are going to talk about your most recent line. It's called Beneath the Western Sky. So I'm going to let you launch into it. When did it come out? What can people expect from it? All the things.
Yeah, absolutely. It came out September of this year, so September 2021, depending on when you're watching. And it was inspired by all the time that I've spent out west. If you go watch one of the other podcasts that I'm in with Karina, I kind of explain all the places that I've lived, and there are many. But this line specifically was inspired by my time spent out west. So thanks to New Mexico, Arizona, California, Utah, Idaho, Colorado. I mean, I don't think there's a Western state I haven't visited except for Oregon and Washington. I don't think I've been there. But this was inspired by all the time that I spent out west. And it's not Western like you'd expect with like cowboy boots and things like that, but the colors and the motifs were very much inspired by the west. You want me to show kind of
things? Yes. Okay. Now, if you're on the podcast, you guys, Gracie's going to show us some things that we're going to show on the YouTube channel. We're going to do our best to explain them so that if you don't want to go over there, you can still know what we're talking about. But if you want to see it, guys, it's on the YouTube channel, youtube.com/Karina Gardner. Go click on Make and Design Podcast and you'll find it.
Yeah, great. So as far as colors, what you can expect from the line, think red rock, sunset, big wide open blue skies, some aquas in there and such. So I'll go ahead and kind of show, I hope the camera, my camera is up and picking it up, but this is kind of what the colors are looking like. And when I design, I always start with the main print first. That's kind of my launch point. And usually my fabric collections always have wildflowers. It's kind of the main focal print. So underneath the western sky, it's the wildflowers that have kind of be expected in my fabric collections, a lot of them. So you have the wildflower bouquets, but you also have like little moons and there are little fireflies in here. Moons are huge. I have little moons, big moons. There are geometric prints that are really...
And have you used moons in other collections or just this one? This is more...
This is my first one. This is my first one that I've incorporated moons into. The other ones were more kind of picnicky outside, think summertime. These are a lot more kind of, I think, autumn hues. I mean, you can use them for any time of year, but definitely autumn tones. And moons and wildflowers. And yeah, just because I designed this last year in the middle of the pandemic, and I spent so much time outside, and I have spent so much time taking road trips with my family through New Mexico and Arizona, especially, and down into Southern California, and up through Utah, and now Idaho. And it's amazing how all of those tones and colors, especially the red rocks in the canyons, I went to the Grand Canyon last year, it spoke to my heart. So when people ask me, like, what color, like, this one is, I always just say red rock. Because that's literally, I'm like, what does a red rock the canyons look like? And I got into my Pantone swatches, and I'm like, this one.
Yeah, so and I agree with you, because when I saw it, I was like, oh, that is perfect. It is, like, a muted red. It's not mauve-y or pinky, though, because it's really red rock. That's amazing.
Exactly. I don't even know what to call it. So it's like, it's red rock. That's what it's named. That's what I'm going to call it anyway. And the greens, you know, a lot of like cactus, but also evergreen trees. Because the West, I mean, most people know this, but the West, you if you go up in higher in elevation, you have the evergreen trees and the pines and all that. But if you go to the Southwest, I love the cacti. Like, it's just, I thought it was cool. And you'd be amazing how down into New Mexico and Arizona, it's just its own unique kind of, you know, beauty, foliage, and stuff like that. So, and I spent a lot of time outside last year, especially at night. So just stargazing and enjoying the night air and just trying to decompress from all this in the world, trying not to, you know, get spun up about stuff. It was really stressful. The bottom line is it was stressful for everybody. That's the bottom line. And this line has my heart. There's so many memories tied into it because it represents so many of those moments where I just went outside trying to quiet myself and just be thankful for my blessings, you know, pray, you know, all that stuff. Just, you know, enjoy creation. And
I feel like I get a sense of that, Gracie. I get a sense of that, especially when you held up your, is that your main print? There's a, it's like a navy. I wouldn't even want to call it navy. It's a very dark blue with like, with pink flowers and orange flowers. And you do get the sense that it's like this peaceful thing. Like I'm getting that from the line. So I love that. And I love that it's tied up to that. Will you show us some more of the prints? Will you just hold up some, maybe show us some of the blues that you have? And
yeah, absolutely. So when I say there are moons, we definitely have moons. So in addition to the main print where the moons are kind of scattered among the wildflowers, I designed this, kind of larger moon print with some more flower silhouettes behind it.
You guys, this print is really cool because she showed it in her red rock color. But what she's done is a little bit different than what I've seen people do, where it's like she's got the moon in full color, but then she's using outline stroke for all of her flowers for the background. So they almost feel like constellations. I don't know if you intended that, but that's what I'm feeling from it.
Definitely close. Very nice sky feeling. And I actually incorporated that too. There's a wildlife print in the collection. Here's the navy. It's in green.
But when she says wildlife, like it is like a simplified iconic form with like all these little dots for the night sky and your like little wolf outline. So you've got, if you're not on the YouTube channel, you guys, you need to come over and look and see what she's doing because it's really beautiful.
Oh, thank you. I wanted it to be very universal. Like I wanted it to be very Western influenced, but like you don't have to live out West or, you know, it's not cliche Western. You know what I mean? It's like, if you like wildlife and if you like the outdoors, I wanted this print to apply to them too, you too. So, we have wildlife, we have moons, this is so funny. As a designer, sometimes you just sketch stuff out and you don't really know, is it a feather? Is it a leaf? We're going to leave that for the
I was just thinking, I'm like, is it a feather or a leaf? Like, it's got all the iconic things that a feather would be like, but then it's shaped like more like a leaf. I love it. I think it's great.
Yes. Oh, thank you. It was so funny because I doodled it and I loved it colored and it fit perfectly. Whether it was originally supposed to be a feather or leaf, no one will ever know. It's me. So, and then, in New Mexico and Arizona, especially, I really enjoyed how unique a lot of the motifs and stuff and the architecture that you'll see around there is. So I had to incorporate a geometric kind of print. And in truth, this is so funny. This was actually inspired by a pattern that I saw in like moccasins in like a store. So I kind of used that as my bouncing off point. But I'm like, you know, one of those little souvenir shops that, you know, they post on the highway. It's like, you're this far away from the souvenir shop. You're this far away from the souvenir shop. So souvenir shop inspired the geometric print for that. And then there's this great, I wanted a background print that people could use as the background. So I don't know if the camera's picking up, but it's a great kind of weave, almost canvas, linen-inspired texture. And I actually used it in the background of this quilt right here. This is the desert blossom quilt. And so I used it as the background for this. And going back to the wildlife print, we use this as the background for my desert moon pattern, which you can find on the Riley Blake website. It's at the quilter right now. I'm getting ready to go pick it up pretty shortly. So hopefully I'll have that posted soon. But this is a great background too, because the animals are, I mean, it's two-toned, but all of them are. So it makes it really easy to use as a background, and it's very simplistic. It's
not yeah, really I like that you have so many blenders, but they're like, they're inspiring. They're different. Your solid, which is like got the linen thing in it, that's pretty crazy because that's a great solid, like so great. Yeah.
Thank you. It's fun to use. It's really, really fun because you can use it in piecing. And I did in this quilt, in both quilts actually, but it's a great background too. And I really, really wanted a solid, you know, background because it was funny, even though I've been practicing with designing for quite a long time. Once I started coming out with fabric collections, every collection I've come out with, I'll be like, you know, I wish I kind of tweaked that. I wish I kind of, you know, I can always look back and go, that really would have benefited from something like this. So this collection, I'm like, I need some solid background. So that was kind of the goal with that one.
I love it. You guys, seriously so good. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you get a chance to get your hands on this collection. At the time of this recording, it's only been out since September, and I think this is coming out in November. So I think you can probably still get your hands on it. As you know, with fabric lines, it's a limited time. The number of times I hear from people who want a line that I did 5 years ago that I'm like, oh, that's gone. I can't help you with that. So if you love this, which there are so many, so get it. Go get it. Okay, so will you tell them where they can find you or where you would like them to find you? I'm guessing Instagram, right?
Yeah, Instagram is where I post the most, and it's Burlap and Blossom Patterns. I also have a website by the same name. If you just Google it or search burlapandblossompatterns.com, they can find me there. And basically, if you just go to Instagram or look me up online, you'll find my Etsy shop and blog. I'm trying to get kind of a YouTube channel up and rolling. I just posted a pumpkin block tutorial, for example, that's free. So you can find that there. But yeah, just Instagram, and you can find all the things there. All the links are there if you find me on Instagram.
Perfect. And you guys, we're going to give you a link in the description so you can go check out Gracie's stuff. Gracie, thanks so much for coming on today. We are going to have Gracie come on in future podcasts. So look for her episodes because we're going to talk more because she's got so many great things going on.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, did you know that you can visit me at makeanddesign.com to learn more about this podcast and join my VIP group for weekly freebies? I can't wait to see you there.